Well, I think a lot of the experience that our returning players garnered, I think that that's going to be very beneficial. I also, you know, what we took is I'm certain anyone listening in right now, and including myself, never really expected the type of year that we had. You know, we thought we were better than the preseason polls indicated a year ago. We felt we could, you know, have a very good season, but, you know, we didn't anticipate the type of year that we had either. And I think what you can take from it is you never really know when your time's going to come. And you know, I feel the same way about this season. I guess our expectations this year would be no different than what they were going into last year and what the year prior to that. You know, we've always felt that if we can be an upper division team in terms of a finish of the regular season, get home ice in the playoffs, make it or advance to Joe Louis, then we will have a good chance of hitting our final goal, and that would be getting an NCAA bid. So while last year was a great season, and we hope to build on that and maybe prove that what we did a year ago we can do again or duplicate, our goals haven't changed at all from what they were going into last season. And pretty much every year we have very similar type goals.
John Raffle at Big Rapids Pioneer wants to know how much increased enthusiasm and support from the Ferris State and Big Rapids communities did your program pick up after such a great run last year?
Well, Phil, you know, I believe that we've been fairly successful not only last year, but if you'd look really at our past decade, we've had a very strong program. And I think had we just had that year kind of out of nowhere, I don't know about the increased expectations or excitement level, but the fact that we have been a fairly strong program, you know, there is a great deal of excitement and anticipation as we go into this season, and I think it's fostered not only by last year, but by really the past decade that we've had.
Can you talk a little bit about your returning players this year? I know we start up front with Kyle Bonus and Matthew Kurzinger, Travis Ouellette, Garrett Thompson. You've got a pretty good, you know, group coming back.
We certainly do, and if you look at it up front, it's going to be the strength of our team, at least on paper. Not only the four that you mentioned there, but I would add, you know, Matt Kurzinger, Corey Kane to the mix, Eric Alexander. We're really, as I look, we're two lines or three lines deep of veteran forwards, and so up front, you know, that's going to be our leaders. Now, as we look back towards our defense and goaltending, that's where the question marks arise. We graduated four seniors from last year, defensemen, as well as our netminder, Taylor Nelson. And that's a big hit. Two years ago, we had lost Zach Redmond, and then this past season, obviously, graduating Billings, you know, we've lost an awful lot of firepower. And although we have a lot of really quality returning forwards, it's going to be the ability of our incoming freshman defensemen and our returning defensemen, it's going to be their ability to move the puck to break us out of our end that's going to allow us to utilize our veteran forwards. And if we're not successful getting out of our own end or breaking the puck out, then that could lead to issues, and we won't be able to take advantage of what I consider to be a really strong group of forwards. And then, obviously, you know, you look at our goaltending situation. 2 years ago, Pat Nagel, All-American. Last year, Taylor Nelson, All-American. So we've taken a pretty good hit on in net as well. We're fortunate that we've got C.J. Mott, who was a freshman last year, sort of waiting in the wings. I think he got in 10 to 12 games last year. His save percentage goals against weren't a whole lot different from Taylor's. The number that kind of jumps out at you that was different was his winning percentage, and I think he was right around 500. So, you know, with that said, we have a possibility of, a lot of potential in goaltending. It's just a matter of whether he, you know, now it's not just reliant upon him, but it's also, you know, how quick our young defensive core can get up to speed.
Well, and that's the other thing. I know, in addition, you have Scott Zarnausen and Simon Denier from last year, that both of them got tons of minutes and played well last year down the stretch. Can you talk about those guys coming back?
Sure. Scott Zarnausen kind of, you know, started getting some name recognition as the year went on. I think a lot of the coaches among, you know, within the CCHA realized what a special defenseman and player he is. And then, you know, as the season unfolded, he became more of a name player. He's going to be, you know, obviously we're very reliant on him to try to help our young defensemen understand how we want to play, understand the approach to the game. He's probably a little quieter in terms of he will help generate offense, but he's not quite as flashy as, say, Zach Redmond or Chad Billings. And in regards to Simone, he missed a lot of the first half. He came off a pretty major shoulder surgery in the summer. So he really wasn't up to speed until we hit Christmas. And I think he really benefited from the long run we made into the postseason last year in terms of gaining experience. And we're hoping – and he's a player that down the road I think really has the ability to generate some offense. He skates really well. He handles the puck well. He sees the ice well. He's got a very good shot. So now, you know, with probably increased opportunities and ice time and maybe different roles, maybe, you know, I look towards him to be a catalyst from the point.
And, Coach, how about some your limited sightings? Any freshmen jump out at you? Is any making an impact?
Well, it has been limited. Obviously, it has been for all the coaches. But, you know, really based on the sheer numbers, I'm looking for the some defensemen to step up. Brandon Anselmini, I think, he's comes out of the Central Junior League. I think he's got some real upside, as well as Connor Schmidt, who played last year in the United States Hockey League. We've got Zach Duer and Sean O'Rourke coming out of the North American League to our program. And there's a lot of opportunity for those defensemen to step in and play. And because of that, I see them having a good chance of having an immediate impact on the team. Up front, we do have three freshman forwards coming in, but they're going to kind of have to wait their turn. You know, as I said earlier, we've just got so many returning forwards that have had success that it may be a little bit difficult for those guys to break into the type of roles that they'll need in order to, you know, garner points until maybe their sophomore or certainly the second half of this year.
George Sybil from the Free Press wants to know what your favorite CCHA moment is.
Well, wow, there's been so many of them over the years. If I had to look back at two things, and I think Paula Weston, if she's on the line, certainly she's smiling, but she knows I've always felt about the league and how important our league is and the respect I have for the CCHA and the quality of all the programs. So the two years, the 2002-03, and then last year when we were able to win the CCHA regular season title, to me those are the moments I'll remember the most and I'll cherish. Just the level of respect I have for all the other coaches and programs, and for our teams to be able to go from the start of the year to the end of the year and then be in first place when the regular season concluded. It means a great deal to me.
And Paul follows up with that. Is that, you know, what does that final season of the CCHA mean to you and your program?
Well, it's bittersweet. It's certainly, bitter is probably too strong a word. It's sad and sweet, I guess, at the same time. It's sad from the standpoint, I caught Jeff Jackson what he had to say, and I too grew up in the CCHA, spent 25 years within the league, had just tremendous amount of respect for the coaches that I was able to work with, Red Berenson and Ron Mason, who I really think helped to guide the coaches and a level of professionalism amongst all the coaches. And those are things that I'll always remember. You know, it's disappointing to see it go by the wayside right now. And when I mentioned the positive, you know, while it's really disappointing to see the end of the CCHA, you know, we do look forward with a level of excitement in terms of our new conference that we'll be joining next season in the WCHA.